Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Friends, welcome to our time of daily prayer and scripture reading. I'm pro-life leader Frank Pavone, and we have entered into Holy Week. This is Monday of Holy Week. Welcome. Please feel free to mention your prayer intentions in the comments, and we're going to go right into the gospel reading for today once we put ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Join with me, if you will, in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this most holy of all weeks. Thank you for these most significant of all events in human history when God made man, suffered and died for us, rose from the dead, ushered in the new humanity, a community reconciled with God and sharing his very life. Free us from sin, of which we deeply repent. Let us live the new life of the Spirit, transforming the world by its grace, and giving witness to the kingdom which is to come. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. The readings this week are very dramatic, leading up to the Triduum, as we call it, the 3 days from Holy Thursday night to Easter Sunday night. The readings show the gathering storm clouds. The readings also show the prophecies from Isaiah of the suffering servant, the one whom the Lord chooses to bear the guilt of us all, to suffer in such a way that reconciles us to God. Now, today's gospel reading contains a lesson I want to bring across. So I want to read here from today's passage from the Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. And that's the point I want to bring out very simply from today's reading. We don't give enough attention to this. The chief priests weren't only trying to kill Jesus. Of course, fulfilling the word of John's gospel that the light came into the world. Some hated the light. They preferred darkness. Well, if you hate the light, you're not only going to run away from it, you're going to try to snuff it out. Because light, by its very nature, destroys darkness. You have to stop the light. You have to snuff out the light. And Lazarus was light. Remember, I had told you that all the different miracles of Jesus are not primarily for the purpose of doing the good deed that the miracles accomplish, giving sight to the blind, even raising the dead, like with Lazarus. They're pointed to something else, more profound, more significant, and that is bringing the person to believe in Jesus. It's about the belief in Jesus. Even right from Jesus' first public miracle, the changing of the water into wine, it said, then his disciples began to believe in him. This is the whole point. It's the faith in Jesus Christ. And that's the whole point that led the Pharisees and the chief priests to plot the crucifixion, because it was like, no, this man is they're believing in him. He's taking them away from us and starting his own movement. And he's claiming things that are contrary to our beliefs. The chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too. That mighty miracle of raising him from the dead was bringing people to faith in Jesus, which is exactly what Jesus intended it to do. They plotted to kill Lazarus too. Why do I want to bring this up as a key point? Because it applies to you and me. If you are a witness to the truth, those who hate the truth will try to stop you also. Not just the more well-known, visible, famous people who are proclaiming the truth. They'll try to stop them, and they'll try to stop you. In fact, in stopping the leaders, they are trying to get to you. We see this in our political world, too. When people attack their political opponents, try to stop or even imprison their political opponents, they're going after them because they're going after you. If you believe in the values that those people who are being attacked in the public limelight are espousing and defending, well then understand that you're the target as well. They tried to kill Lazarus too. And Lazarus, he died. And Jesus raised him from the dead. So now that made him a target because the very fact that he was alive was a testimony to Jesus. Are you and I testimonies to the light? Are you and I witnesses to Christ? If so, all who hate Christ, all who hate Christianity, are going to hate us. This should be no surprise. This should be no source of a questioning. Oh, why is this happening? Of course it's happening. And even if you don't immediately see direct attacks on you, see the overall attacks on Christian faith, whether it's through court cases, high profile, like Coach Kennedy, we had him on this program. The coach who prayed in public and then was told not to, and his case went all the way to the Supreme Court. He won that case. This court reaffirmed the right that we already had through the First Amendment to pray in public. But they're not just going, it's not Coach Kennedy that they're going after primarily. It's you, if you pray in public. It's me. All of us. They plotted to kill Lazarus too. As we celebrate the events this week of the betrayal, the arrest, the condemnation, and the crucifixion of Jesus, let us recognize those same forces, not different, the same forces that crucified him are after us today. It's not an analogy. It's not a comparison. It's the same forces of evil. For the light came into the world. Some preferred darkness. Some hated the light. They want to snuff it out. They don't only want to snuff out Jesus. They want to snuff out every witness to Jesus, every piece of evidence for Jesus. They want to snuff out the pro-life position and every witness to life, every piece of evidence on behalf of life. That's you. That's me. That's the story of the ongoing conflict that came to a culmination in the death and resurrection of Christ, but that continues with us, his body, living in this world today. Let us be fearlessly that light in the darkness, knowing full well what the battle is, and ready to overcome that darkness with the steadfast light of Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus, we do cling to you today. They plotted to kill Lazarus too. They will plot to snuff us out, to persecute us, to crucify us, in every possible way to intimidate us. Lord, we will not let them succeed. Give us, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate these events of your passion and death, the same kind of strength that you have, the same kind of confidence in the Father, that you would be vindicated, the same kind of trust and obedience that led you to accept that chalice. You prayed in the garden, Father, if it's possible, let this chalice pass me by, but not my will, thine be done. Lord, your passion, your scourging, your betrayal, your crucifixion, your death is a great act of obedience to the Father. In that obedience, we find freedom. Give us strength to obey. To obey when the Father says, speak my word of truth. To obey when the Father says, defend my gift of life. To obey when the Father said, serve one another in truth and justice. When the Father says, uphold the values of your nation built on my gospel. Bless us, Lord. May we be one with you. May our hearts be in tune with yours. May we be made like you in our suffering and death, in our rejection and persecution, like you always, never, never wavering in the least from reflecting your light, your gospel, your kingdom. And we pray as you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Friends, thanks for joining me. Have a great Monday of Holy Week. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.